Okay, exactly who do Sean and Larry King talk to on their podcast?
I spoke to Donald Trump today. Heard of him?
Yeah, the Donald. Okay.
Donald, he called and we invited him on our podcast, and he said, well, he will come on.
And that means it's available right now. Trump joins an already impressive celeb list, including comic legends Martin Short and Carl Reiner, mom and Masters of Sex star Allison Janney, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Empire's Tasha Smith, Botch star Dr. Paul Massive, The Blacklist, Megan Boone, Craig Ferguson, Jeff Ross, and so many more.
It's good to be the king.
Download your favorite episode of Back and Forth with Sean and Larry King today at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sussman here, back with our Amazing Race exit interview. And in episode number 5 of Amazing Race 27, we ended up seeing the track stars go home, Jasmine and Danielle. They will be my guest here on the podcast today, and they'll be calling in just a moment. Of course, on Friday night, Jessica Leese and I broke down everything that happened on the Amazing Race on the latest episode, and saw that very unfortunate leg in Africa where we saw the track stars go home. If you want to check out the recap of that, that is up for you on robiswebsite.com, where you can see our Amazing Race recaps live every week at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time, and join us on our YouTube channel and all that good stuff. All right, I see that we have the track stars here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Jasmine and Danielle, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Jasmine and Danielle. How are you guys holding up?
We're doing better.
Okay. Great. All right. So I got a bunch of questions for you guys. Just let me know who's talking when, because I need to know who is at fault about not reading the clue. Whose fault is that? Did you guys figure that out?
It's both of our faults.
Equal 50-50?
Yes, 50-50. We both broke the cardinal rule of Amazing Race. Yes. Read your clue. Yeah.
Very important to read the clue. Now, when you guys had to wait to go through the Lion Safari again, how long did you have to wait up for a second team to show up?
This is Jasmine speaking, and I think we waited about 15 minutes.
No.
What was it?
Doll, it was not 15. Okay, Rob, this is Danielle. It was probably around 5 minutes, but it felt like 15 because we were in last place, but it was only like 5 minutes. It wasn't bad.
And then were you guys just freaking out that whole 5 minutes?
This is Jasmine, and we were definitely freaking out.
This is Danielle, and I just wanted, I was trying to stay calm on the outside and look like I was okay, but on the inside, I was actually like, we're in last place. There's probably a short chance that we're going to be able to come back from this. That's what I was thinking.
Now, when you ultimately got through that and you got to the clue and you had to race with the fruit basket on your head. Now, I know you guys are used to racing without fruit baskets on your head. How hard was that when you guys are used to running fast to have to walk with all those fruits on your head?
Yeah, this is Jasmine, and it was extremely hard because we had to make up a lot of ground if we had a chance to stay in the race. Because we're athletes, we're so competitive, so we're not used to slowing down or going any slower. We're like fast, fast, fast pace all the time. So walking with the fruit was extremely challenging because you're under a lot of pressure, especially seeing Rick and Cindy right in front of us about a minute away. And we're like, oh my gosh, these fruit baskets, and mine kept falling off. And so it was just the frustrating part, seeing Phil and the pit stop like just steps away and not being able to run it. We had to walk patiently with the fruit basket on our head.
This is Danielle. I was just going to say, the irony of we're track stars. Our biggest strength is our speed. And we always said if we're going to a foot race to the pit stop, we're winning. But actually we had to walk with fruit on our heads and we had to go slow. So it was like irony, ironic.
How close were Rick and Cindy to you guys? Could you see them?
Yes, this is Jasmine speaking, and we could see them. They were about a minute ahead, but Rick was struggling with the fruit basket, so it gave us hope because we knew that it was just us two fighting for that last spot. But I would say they checked in about 2 minutes before we checked in.
Okay. Now, when you guys had to go through this leg in Africa, and then you had to go into the crocodile cage, how scary was that?
This is Danielle, and I was actually more terrified of going down there with the crocodiles versus jumping off that cliff
yeah.
because those crocodiles were like, first of all, I thought they were fake. When we went down there, I thought they were fake. And I'm like, where are they at? Like, I thought they were fake. And then the guy pointed to them and I gave my stick to them, and Jazzy's was actually like, okay, let me take it a little nicely. Like, just grabbed it. Mine, like, opened up its mouth. I saw all like 50 teeth that he had, and he clamped down on the stick and tried to take the stick with him. So it was actually really terrifying.
And then how long did that ultimately take to do? Because it's hard to tell from the TV show.
Yeah, this is Jasmine speaking, and it was probably about a 10-15 minute challenge. It did not take long at all, because crocodiles are hungry, and the minute you go down there with food, I mean, they are just glooping it up.
They didn't get full from all the teams feeding them?
This is Danielle, and I would say no. They would probably, if they had a chance, they would probably eat us too. That's the way it looks like.
All right, let's go back to, this was a double leg, and so the first part of the leg, which we saw last Friday, was there was so much talk about the Express Pass and this plan where it was going to be, where the Team Texas wanted somebody to use the U-turn and use it on the green team. Were you guys part of that plan at all? Were you guys going to potentially do that to try to get the Express Pass?
This is Danielle. There was actually a whole, it was like a whole cast versus the green team. So the whole entire cast was in on the U-turn plan and the U-turn with the Express Pass plan. And so we were in on it too. We were just going strictly from a game standpoint, as in, yeah, green team is super strong, so this would be a chance to knock them back and we could get the Express Pass. But we were in on it too.
So why were the green team, Justin and Diana, why were they such a target? Was it just the sort of thing where everybody had a problem with them, or was it just like the anybody but me? If as long as somebody has a problem with somebody, as long as it's not us, let's just U-turn them.
This is Jasmine, and I think the only problem with the green team was that they were such a strong and competitive team, because Justin has done his history with every single leg of the race, of the Amazing Race. Every single challenge, every place that they went to, he was so knowledgeable of the race, and that was definitely a threat, because they have great communication skills within each other, so they were a strong team. So ultimately, it was just a part of the game, just get out the strong team, and everyone would just race and have a chance.
Now, one of the things that we were wondering on Friday when we watched the episode was that I believe you guys were at least ahead of the cheerleaders coming into when you guys got to the Express Pass. Is that right?
Yes. To the U-turn?
Yeah, was there any talk of U-turning the team that was behind you?
This is Danielle, and when we got to the U-turn board, it was very confusing, because, you know, you're racing and your mind's going so crazy, and we saw Phil at the mat, and we saw the pit stop, so we're like, we don't really know why there's a U-turn right now, but we're like, we just went to the pit stop because obviously we wanted to check in. Now, if we knew in hindsight that it was going to be a virtual pit stop and we were going to keep on racing, there's no doubt in my mind that we would have U-turned the cheerleaders. We love them to death. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a dog eat dog world on Amazing Race, and we would have U-turned them, unfortunately. But, it was just kind of really confusing with, you know, your mind's racing and you don't know, you know, you thought you were going to be done with that leg, and then you kept on going. So
now you guys did have some success on the race. I think that you guys were number two all the way back in the first week, and then you guys had a fourth place finish. So you guys went back and forth between being right there and then also being at the back. What was the part of the race that was the hardest that you guys didn't anticipate?
This is Jasmine speaking. And I think the hardest thing that we did not anticipate, we definitely thought about it before, but it was the sleep deprivation and really racing all the time, because if we check into the pit stop at like 6 p.m., then that would mean we would leave at 6 a.m., you know, so it's really time to rest. And, you know, when you land in different countries, you get jet lag, but we didn't have time to really adjust to the hours or anything like that, because we're running with the airplane racing. So I think that's a part where I definitely really underestimated how much rest we were going to get. And so it was a challenge.
So should teams try to check in later so they could sleep in?
No, just mentally prepare yourself for that kind of stuff that's going to happen.
No, I think it was in the second episode when you guys ended up having a close call in Argentina, where it looked like it was either going to be you or the cousins, or maybe Ernest and Jin, who were going to be eliminated at that point. Did you guys think that you were done for back when you guys had to do the tango, which I believe Jasmine was able to do particularly well, and then make a run for it in a foot race?
Yeah, this is Danielle. You know, it crossed our mind. We were in last place that whole entire leg from the beginning, and it crossed our mind, but like, we never give up, and we kept on pushing, and we knew that, you know, this is the second leg. Anything can happen. It's an amazing race, and we knew that we still had a shot at it. So that's why I told her, like, let's get out of there. She finished it super fast, and then I didn't even let her put her shoes on, but
we got to the pit stop. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't take that deal, because the feet are expensive if you don't win the race. Here's what I want to know. Did you guys make any good friends when you were racing?
Yeah, this is Jasmine, and we are really friendly, kind of bubbly girls that like to laugh a lot. So we really made bonds with each of the teams, I would say. There's not one team that we did not like. In particular, like more specific, we made really good friendships with the cheerleaders, really good friendships with the cousins, as well as Team Texas. So we all looked out for each other while we were racing, and then off camera, we were always laughing and giggling and having a good time. So,
now, what about Ernest and Jin? Because I talked to those guys a couple of weeks ago, and I heard that Ernest is very fond of the racers, the track stars.
This is Danielle. Yeah, you know, Ernest and Jen, they're great guys. They really are. They've been through a lot, but maintain such a positive attitude, and we like them a lot, too. We enjoyed them.
That's just like, because Jin used the word love in terms of Ernest's feelings for you guys.
Oh,
yes.
I plead the fifth.
I feel like there's more to this story there. I don't know. How much experience did you guys have watching The Amazing Race? I saw in your bios, you guys talk a lot about reality TV, but I see a lot of talk about Kardashians. How much Amazing Race did you guys watch?
This is Danielle. We actually, you know, at 11 years old, I was 11 and she was 12. We watched the show with our parents. That was like Sunday nights with Amazing Race.
Ritual.
Family dinner night. And so I've always watched it. It was different transitioning from being a fan of the show, watching it that way, to actually being on it. So that was the transition that we had to make. But we watched every single season of the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
We're super fans.
And then this is Jasmine. And like when we met in college, we both found that we loved the show. And so when we would be at our track meets in college, we would envision, like, when we're in the airports running, like, oh, we're on the Amazing Race, just imagining that we're on it. And it didn't really get serious until about last year when we were like, well, we might as well try it. We could have a shot at winning. So
I got to ask, how was that jump off the cliff? Was that as as incredibly scary as it looked on television?
Oh my goodness. So this is Danielle, obviously. You know what? When I was actually doing it, I did not think it was that tall. I thought it was 70 feet. And your adrenaline is rushing so fast that I just jumped off. But watching it back on Friday, I was sitting there with goosebumps on my arms. My heart was pounding. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just jumped off that cliff. Because it didn't even seem that tall when you have your adrenaline rushing. But now, it'd probably take me a while for me to muster up the courage to jump off of it.
Yeah. My hands were sweating watching it.
Yeah, it was definitely tall.
Getting very intense. All right, how's the racing career going outside of Amazing Race?
This is Jasmine speaking, and outside of the race, it's going really well. We're both done with school, and we both have jobs, so, I mean, we're really happy.
Okay, all right, well, so nice to talk to both of you guys. It was very fun to watch on The Amazing Race. I'm glad that you guys got through the race without any sort of the blame game. Sounds like you guys are still very good friends throughout this.
Yes, definitely. We're closer than ever. And Rob, I know this is totally off topic, but you got a good radio voice, like a very professional.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Jasmine and Danielle, thank you guys so much. And we'll hopefully hear from you guys again soon.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right. How do you like that? Wow. Flattery will get you everywhere, Jasmine and Danielle. There you have it. So I feel like there's more to that story with the Ernest and Jin thing. I feel like that was weird. I got to go back and listen to what they said again. I couldn't remember who Jin said Ernest was in love with, whether it was Jasmine or Danielle. I was hoping that one of them was going to give up the goods, but no such luck that they're not going to talk, at least here today. But we'll see if we find that out in the future. All right, so that's going to do it here for our exit interview. We'll be back next Monday, assuming it's another elimination episode. Seems like it would be, so we'll talk to the next team that gets kicked off. And of course, Jessica and I will be live this Friday night. Might start it a couple minutes early this week. Might be just ready to go, boom, right after the episode, because there's a World Series games to get in as well. So we will be there, though, live this Friday night. Check it out. RobHasAWebsite.com. Around 9-ish p.m. Eastern. Try to get as soon as the episode, boom, see if we can get up as soon as we can. So have a good one, everybody. Looking forward to reading your comments on RobHasAWebsite.com. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.